Well, for a snapshot of the divided Republican Party, just look at what's happening today in the House of Representatives. GOP leaders are weighing the fates of two very different members of the party. One is Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the House, who voted last month to impeach then-President Donald Trump. The other is freshman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Trump loyalist known for spouting conspiracy theories and bigoted comments. We're joined now by NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. And Claudia, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has supported Cheney, but he's also said he has concerns about her impeachment vote. Trump allies like Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz even went to Wyoming to urge her constituents to vote her out of office. And here's another critic, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan.
When you're the conference chair and you're the person who speaks for the conference and you take a position that 96% of the conference disagreed with and you do that ahead of time, She didn't just go voter conscience on the day of the vote. She spoke ahead of time, 36 hours, put out a statement in the sharpest possible terms. That's a concern.
So, Claudia, is Liz Cheney in real danger here?
That remains to be seen. Today's GOP conference meeting later today on Capitol Hill will be a real signal there on where the party and Cheney go from here. This is all emblematic of these widening divisions we're seeing in the party right now. Former President Trump left a vacuum of power as well as an identity crisis for the GOP. A Republican strategist mentioned to me that with Trump, the populist wing of the party has swallowed up the establishment wing of the party time and time again, and we're seeing that play out in real time right now. This is the Republicans lost the House, the Senate, the White House under his administration. So the party is in the midst of this civil war, if you will, and these members who remain fierce Trump loyalists are targeting Cheney at one end, while establishment Republicans are supporting Cheney at the other.
Sure, and Cheney, the daughter of a former vice president, represents the establishment, and many of the populist side would probably be embodied by Marjorie Taylor Greene. And House Democrats, Claudia, want to strip her of her committee assignments, which would be a pretty severe rebuke. And it reminds me that House Republicans did agree a couple years ago to strip Steve King of his committee assignments after he had publicly questioned why white supremacy is offensive. And then he lost his next primary and is out of office now. So is there a parallel here?
Yes, in some ways there are. A Democratic leadership aide told me this morning that House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told his caucus that McCarthy needs to repeat the same action he took with King, which is move Green off all of her committees. And Hoyer spoke to McCarthy this morning after that phone call with his caucus, signaling the potential for a deal here between both sides. But Hoyer said Democrats are moving forward with a resolution to remove Green from her committees. This is really rare. And even Hoyer has said this could backfire where the GOP could force their members off panels in the future. That said, Democrats are determined. Hoyer said that he spoke to McCarthy and there's clearly no alternative to holding a floor vote on this resolution to remove Green from her committee assignments. The Rules Committee will meet this afternoon to sort out how that debate will play out, and it looks like the House will vote on this resolution tomorrow.
Okay, so that's what's going on in the House. Real quick, Claudia, in the Senate, the impeachment trial starts next week, and Republicans are also going to have to decide how loyal they're going to be to the former president. So in the moments we have left, how many Republicans seem willing to convict at this point?
We saw five GOP senators break with their colleagues in a vote to say the trial is constitutional. That's a clue to what we could see in terms of the votes to convict Trump. There are some who left the door open that could join that group, but it looks like it will be a minority of Senate GOP members.
I see. Many focusing on the process and less so the substance. That's NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales.
Thank you.